Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
EU funding. Yes, EU funding. We've heard a lot about it down through the many decades that we've been in the EU, but now we're out. And the funding, there was all this talk about, oh, the funding automatically would be replaced. There'll be funding coming from elsewhere. Don't worry at all about your own EU funding. It'll be replaced. But apparently in some quarters, we're 9 days away from EU funding ending and there's difficulty around what is going to replace it. I want to speak to Sean Hanna, who is with the Now organisation, the Now Group. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How's it going?
All is good. All is good, Sean. Maybe not so good with you if you're not sure what will happen when the EU funding ends in 9 days. Just explain the situation to us and also what Now do, Sean.
Yeah, very precarious time for us at the moment. For the listeners who don't know who Now Group are, we are an organisation that supports people with learning difficulties, neurodiverse conditions, mainly autism, into paid employment. We've been in operation 21 years. Majority of that time, we have been reliant on EU funding.
So you've been relying on the EU funding, and this funding ends in less than a fortnight. So what are you going to do?
8 days and counting. To be honest, well, there isn't necessarily a replacement fund. There is another fund that we have applied for through UK Share Prosperity. But to put in contrast, you know, EU funded £54 million worth of programmes right across Northern Ireland previously. The Share Prosperity Fund, funded through Department Level of Housing and Communities, is only funded £42 million. So already there's a £12 million shortfall. And you think about Northern Ireland compared to the rest of the UK, we have the highest rate of economic inactivity, we have the highest rate of disability employment gap, yet at the minute there's a level of uncertainty for ourselves as an organisation, but many other disability organisations across the province. We have submitted an application, as I've said, we submitted that on the 27th of January, and we're still waiting to find out. So, to be honest, Frank, we're sitting on a cliff edge as an organisation.
Is this a direct consequence of Brexit? No other issue around it?
Yes, direct consequence of Brexit. Absolutely. I mean, there is no replacement fund. This isn't a replacement fund. This is a separate fund. I think there is some confusion there that, oh, well, you know, Share Prosperity will replace EU. It's not. It's a separate fund from the UK government. So departmental officials in Northern Ireland, there is no mandated replacement programme that we could apply for at present. And that, you know, is the question that I have for, you know, departmental ministers in Northern Ireland is, you know, where is the funding for Department for Communities, Economy, Finance, you know, who's supporting provision? As I said, two key agenda items for me is, you know, Northern Ireland have the highest rate of economic inactivity and the highest disability employment gap, and that needs addressed urgently. But if you take away the work that what we're doing, you know, we're supporting over 2,000 people a year. We're moved 200 people into paid employment this year. Next year, with big aspirations to move a minimum of 300 people into employment. You take away those types of organisations and interventions, where do our service users go? You know, EU, the loss of EU funding in Northern Ireland is going to affect 17,000 service users across those projects. So where are we signposting people to? Because, as I said, there's no mandated government programs, there's no government programs people can turn to. It's just going to put another strain on the resources of Northern Ireland government in terms of Department of Health, communities and economy.
It really is worrying, especially when you consider we don't even have a government.
No, exactly. You know, as I said, a very precarious time for us. You know, even for staff, you know, it's very worrying. You know, my staff, I've been with the organisation, you know, going into my 8th year with my group. You know, spent considerable time building the best team that I possibly could. He's delivering unbelievable impact and phenomenal results. I'm worried about staff, but I'm worried about where our service users are going to turn to. You know, they've spent considerable time with us, building trust, building relationships, allowing us to advocate for them, creating opportunities, you know, helping other people achieve their aspirations and dreams. And, you know, that's going to be wiped away from people in 8 working days and counting. And right now, I just don't have an answer.
And have you liaised with the Northern Ireland office? Have you been, you know, calling for the likes of the Levelling Up Minister, Secretary of State Michael Gove, maybe to come up with the money? Is there not money there that could be added to the fund that's already in play that I'm accepting has a shortfall?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, look, we've been lobbying this case from, you know, a minimum of 12, 18 months ago, in fact, to be honest. I mean, last month we had even Steve Baker in Northern Ireland and his estate, you know, in with herself, showcasing the work that we're doing at the organisation. You know, we had Chloe Smith, who was disability MP in Westminster, over with us in June. We've all political parties in Northern Ireland have been in Donegal Group, you know, on our social enterprise cafes, meetings, you know. We have a fantastic CEO, and we have a fantastic board who've been lobbying quite heavily, but it just doesn't seem to be opening any doors or any change for ourselves.
Well, that is seriously, seriously worrying at this present moment in time. Thank you for painting the picture for us. Thank you so much, Sean. But my goodness, I can understand why your staff and indeed those people who avail of the service will be concerned. Sean, thank you. Sean Hanna talking to us from the Now organisation.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.